Thank you very much, Kane Robinson. And it actually was about maybe 28 years ago. I was county chairman up in Franklin County. And on a Sunday night, I get this phone call from this weird guy from Des Moines. And his name is Kane Robinson. I'd never heard that kind of a name before. Anyway, he wanted me to run for the State Central Committee. And the convention was the next Saturday. So we deliberated all week. It was like the night, Thursday night, I think I finally made the decision. Somehow I won. And but Kane, he's been back up to Moses for years and years at the NRA. His jokes have not gotten any better, as you can tell. As a matter of fact, he needs a lot of new material, Kane. Will Rogers, thank you very much for your leadership here. I don't know how many of you are aware. Will, yes. Will was actually my campaign manager a few cycles ago and did a terrific job, and he is someone that is a great leader in our community and certainly for the party, and countywide here does a great job. Let me just say a couple things. First of all, how proud I am to have the honor to represent Polk County. It is something that means so much to me, to my Kathy, for both of us. And if it hadn't been for the hard work of you folks here tonight to make sure that that margin was very, very close in Polk County, because of you, we were able to win a very decisive victory last year. And again, I just want to say thank you for the great job that you've done. This is an extremely important weekend. Monday's Veterans Day. I hope every one of us will take time to do something to honor our veterans on Monday and the rest of the year. But if we could we have all the veterans stand up and let's give them a round of applause. This is the reason for our freedom. Thank you all for your tremendous service to our country. You are the reason we're able to be here tonight in freedom and to speak openly about the big issues of this country and what is so important for our kids and our grandchildren. Did you hear the president this afternoon? He apologized for misleading the American people for the last 5 years with a health care bill, knowing all along that what he was saying was not true, that you can't keep your policy if you like it. Ladies and gentlemen, I think we're going to see the greatest opportunity for Republicans in this next cycle if, in fact, we pull together, that we make sure that we nominate good candidates who can carry our message, because you are going to see this health care bill only get worse and worse and worse. When you look at people who are losing their policies, premiums going through the roof, deductibles going through the roof, copays going through the roof, people are going to be outraged. And that's just the individual mandate part of it. Wait until next October 1st when employers have to make the decision, because the employer mandate was delayed a year. But they've got to make that decision a month before the election next year. And just wait and see when employees across this country are losing their health care, or their employer tells them, I'm sorry, you're only working 29 hours a week. You're not a full-time employee. You're not really that important. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to see, I think, the biggest implosion of big government programs that we've ever seen in this country. And we are also, position ourselves. I mean, the fights that we have had, not pretty to watch. But do you think any American doesn't know where the Republicans stand on the president's health care bill? Do you think any American doesn't understand that we actually have free market solutions that will actually do the right thing for this country? They get it. and they will certainly, it will certainly be driven into their heads by the next election. So I would just implore everyone here, pull together. Let's make sure that we have a huge victory next November. It is for, it's there for us, because it is absolutely critical that we change what's going on in Washington. The frustration I have every day is we do things in the House of Representatives and see it die with Harry Reid over in the Senate. It is an outrage, and we've got to change that. We have a great opportunity right here to be the difference maker for our country. So pull together. Let's do it. God bless you. Thank you very much, Polk County.
Thank you so much. Very good.